This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, our first story might make you think about this song a little differently. I'm addicted to you, babe. You're a hard habit to break. You're a hard habit to break. I just can't. That you bet Chicago didn't think they'd be incriminated in a story about smoking, but there you have it. Netflix has come under fire, according to the story, Caroline.
Yeah, that's right. So just when you thought Netflix could do no wrong, right? They've been criticized for too many smoking scenes. So, okay, let's just go through it. There is the U.S. Public Health Organization Truth Initiative, who've singled out Netflix essentially by saying that a lot of the original programming have more than twice as many scenes featuring smoking as their rivals.
Yeah, and we mentioned we were going to get to Dr. Anasuya Jegadevijegadesan, but I wanted to speak about Netflix and its content. Of course, we've got Uma Pagan Apike Pagan from At the Movies in the studio with us.
Conveniently, he's here.
How convenient.
Us.
It just happened to be around.
So, Uma, when I think about, I guess maybe like The Crown, Princess Margaret, she's a smoker in that series. You've got The Sheriff in Stranger Things and a whole host of other different characters in different shows. Is it really making a comeback? I haven't quite noticed it in that respect.
You haven't noticed it? I feel as though I've seen more smoking on screens than I have in the past 20 years.
I know. I think you're right, Caroline. I have too. Okay, so a little bit of history how it used to work, right? Back in the day when there wasn't enough negative media about smoking, when smoking was considered cool,
right?
There was no problem. You would see it on television, on terrestrial television.
Yeah.
If you go to YouTube, you can even find an ad of the Flintstones selling Winston cigarettes.
Really?
It's shocking, right? essentially, they weren't targeting kids. No. It's just the Flintstones was one of the most popular TV shows during prime time at the time.
Yeah.
Advertising bait, right?
Of course.
Then when news came out and word came out that smoking was bad, the UK, in the US, television is regulated by what's called the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, and they put down the rules, right? And all of it's kind of based around think about the children.
Yeah.
That's why no cussing, no smoking, and everything is regulated from the news all the way down to your fictionalized program.
Okay, but that doesn't apply to Netflix.
Or no. It doesn't apply to, I guess, a lot of cable organizations.
Correct.
As well.
So television is public access. Basically, you switch on your TV and it's just there.
Free to
With
air.
Cable, it's pay-per-view, and so it's different. And then there's another level after that, which is Netflix, because it's the internet, which is completely crazily unregulated, right?
Yeah.
That's why Netflix doesn't come under that regulation. However, when you look at the shows that you've just cited, Ezra. The Crown, Princess Margaret was a smoker. It was character dependent.
Mm.
The Sheriff in Stranger Things is suffering from depression, the loss of a child. The idea of him smoking is actually very driven by the art itself. It's not just randomly having people smoke because they look cool.
Well, in Mad Men, at least it represents itself as that, doesn't it?
Well, but also it was significant to the time where someone would be at a doctor's office getting checked by an OBGYN and the doctor is smoking in front of the patient.
But speaking of The Crown, it's not necessarily new to them. I think there was a situation where Netflix actually had problems because Vanessa Kirby, they discussed whether or not it would be morally right to show scenes of her smoking while heavily pregnant. Netflix decided not to do that, though.
Yeah. I think they made a call in that sense. Now, in Malaysia, everything is regulated by the Lembaga Penapisan Film and the Home Ministry and all of that stuff. And we, too, have rules, right? It's actually a lot stricter here, which is why you can't show alcohol, smoking, and all that stuff. But yet again, internet not regulated.
Okay.
But on terrestrial TV and in film, heavily regulated here.
Well, there you go.
Right.
Thank you for the lesson, Uma.
We're going to find an academic perspective shortly after this. Here's some music by Two Door Cinema Club, Handshake on BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition at 5:13 p.m. We've been talking about this story, Caroline, about how Netflix has been singled out for criticism by an anti-smoking organization. They've released research that claims that basically a lot of their original programming have more than twice as many scenes featuring smoking in comparison to its rivals.
Yep, that's right. So according to Truth Initiative, which is that NGO you're talking about, is the same premise, right, for why advertising and depictions of smoking on screens still holds true, right? So they're saying the rise of streaming channels has led to a pervasive re-emergence of smoking across screens, that is, glamorizing and renormalizing a deadly habit to millions of impressionable young people.
We're now crossing over to Dr. Anasuya Jigadevi Jigathesan, the Academic Head of Masters and Counseling Program. This is at HELP University. Dr. Anasuya, good to have you with us on the program. We were talking earlier about how back in the day smoking was sexy, and you know, you think about those characters like Don Draper in Mad Men. You've got the Marlboro Man. In 2018, the idea is that we should know better, and smoking is not very good for you at all. Would the impact be the same on today's viewers?
I do think that they are capable of discernment, and for the most part, most people are aware of it. They are capable of seeing that, okay, this is the actor and not somebody that I have to emulate or follow. That being said, it's generally among the teenagers and younger people. So unfortunately, it always goes back to that crowd where, you know, the level of rationality is still not yet set in. Hero worship comes as a big thing. So when they see their hero smoking or the heroine smoking, then it normalizes in their head a behavior that maybe families don't want to be normalized. But look, if there is smoking in your family, then you can't complain. Hmm. The family has much more impact on smoking than anybody else.
Right. So what do you think? Should the same regulations for TV and film then apply to the likes of Netflix?
No, because number one, Netflix is something that families pay for. It is extra, it's not free. I get the understanding and I get the reason for censorship that, okay, we need to be careful, we need to be aware of censorship. Yes, all right, fine. But when people are paying extra and then they have to assume the responsibility for paying extra, I like Netflix and I allow my children to have access to Netflix, then I think it is fair to say that the adults should be responsible enough to monitor their children and at least educate their children on timelines. I'm saying that, okay, look, this was okay during the 1970s. And I have a conversation with the children. I mean, don't assume your teenager only learns in school. I mean, teenagers learn from talking to their parents as well. So if parents are, there's too much smoking on Netflix, well, have a conversation about it with them. Why in those days smoking was allowed and then there were changes and it's no longer so allowed? So these are things that people need to consider when you are, when you're purchasing a product. So Netflix is a product, and most people who purchase Netflix don't mind, and they actually want all the creativity and the extra content. Why legislate something that's private? And that's exactly what people are purchasing. It's not on government TVs, it's not a free-for-all, it's a purchased product.
Dr. Anasuya, I guess in the context of the United States, they like to argue about the First Amendment, filmmakers saying that it protects their right to free speech, which covers what they portray in films. What's your perspective or stand on that?
I don't think it's a matter of freedom of speech. Movies are portraying somebody's story. Everything from racial issues to life issues can be covered in a movie. I do think that there is a social responsibility of movie makers because of the influence that movies and movie stars and people have on people in general to portray something, I won't say acceptable, but at least time appropriate. I think if a filmmaker wants to produce a film, they should make sure it is, labeled age appropriately. Mm. Once it's labeled age appropriately, then the parents have to do their part. That's how I go with freedom of speech in this film.
Okay. So could it be that this is a bigger issue for people who are already smokers? Because there's research that shows how for smokers, watching someone puff a cigarette actually perpetuates their addiction.
Well, that's part of it, I'd say definitely yes. Because it is an addiction. Like, you don't offer an alcoholic alcohol. You don't go and offer somebody who is on a diet food. And if you are on a diet, you don't go watch the food channel. But on a movie, I'm trying to watch a movie to relax, and then if everybody is smoking, I don't know, I'm not watching a movie to smoke, but everybody is smoking, it's a bit more subtle, and then, it can actually affect people. So, in that way, it is a negative thing.
Dr. Anasuya, thank you very much for weighing in on this issue. That was Dr. Anasuya Jigadevi Jigadesan, the Academic Head of Masters and Counseling Program. This is at HELP University. She was giving us her thoughts on smoking on screens, especially in this case of Netflix, and I guess the impact that it might have on viewers.
Yeah, that's right. So, we'd like you to answer this question. Would watching someone smoke on Netflix actually make you crave cigarettes? Or do you think they should stop showing smoking scenes altogether? You can give us a call on 03 0377 10 9000 if you'd like to chime in.
In the meantime, we've got some music by Jimmy Soul Clark, Sweet Darling, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.